The Innovation Secrets of Steve Jobs, Insanely Different Principles for the Breakthrough Success. Author, Carmine Gallo. The world needs more of Steve Jobs. Apple's co-founder and CEO, Stephen P. Jobs, doesn't believe in systems to create innovation. Jobs has his own general principles that have guided him in achieving his breakthrough success. Although these principles are based on the model of legendary technology icon Steve Jobs, innovation isn't just about technology. It's about creating new ideas to solve problems. They are the sort of principles that can spark your imagination, enhance your creativity, help you develop fresh ideas to grow your business and career, and inspire you to change the world. Here are the principles that helped Apple thrive and become the world's number one company. Principle 1. Do what you love. In 1972, Steve Jobs disappointed his parents when he dropped out of Reed College after only one semester. He didn't see the value in it and had no idea what he wanted to do with his life. Less than a decade later, Steve Jobs would be worth $100 million, and a global icon whose influence would become legendary. Jobs was just following his heart. Jobs said that despite the hard life he led, he loved every minute of it because he followed his curiosity, letting his intuition guide his steps. His calling led him down a path that, at the time, seemed random and useless. He took a calligraphy course for only one reason. He found it fascinating, and he decided to pursue this beautiful art, a decision that would change his life and the whole world. 10 years later, while he was designing his first Macintosh computer, it all came back to him. Jobs' calligraphy class doesn't only prove his creative ideas, but contains the ultimate secret to success in business and in life. Follow your heart. Principle 2. Put a dent in the universe. Steve had an incredible ability to rally people towards some common cause by painting an incredibly glorious cosmic objective. One of his favourite statements was, "Let's make a dent in the universe. We'll make it so important that it will make a dent in the universe. See over the horizon." Steve Jobs didn't invent the personal computer, nor did he invent the MP3 player. Yet he innovated around those devices with the introduction of the Macintosh and the iPod. He wasn't the first one to sell computers directly to consumers, but he innovated around this idea with the introduction of Apple stores. Although few large companies are closely associated with their founder as Apple is, Jobs isn't a one-man show. Jobs sees over the horizon and hires people, the best in the business, who are inspired to make the dream a reality. Principle 3. Kickstart your brain. What makes innovators different? Harvard researchers spent 6 years and interviewed 3,000 executives to find out. According to the Harvard research, the number one skill that separates innovators from non-creative professionals is associating the ability to successfully connect seemingly unrelated questions, problems, or ideas from different fields. Jobs is more effective than most people in generating creative ideas because he's skilled at making association, connecting seamlessly unrelated things. He doesn't always know where or how the dots will connect, but he has faith that they will. Principle 4. Sell dreams, not products. Jobs once asked 100 people at Apple this question: who is the largest education company in the world? Only 2 people answered correctly. Apple is the largest supplier of products to the education community. Apple accounted for a full 65% of all computers used by teachers. According to Jobs, if people within the company didn't know their core customer, then it would be impossible to create new products to meet the customer's needs. Jobs advocated that you get so close to your customers that you tell them what they need well before they realize it themselves. Principle 5. Say no to 1,000 things. In Apple's world, simplicity and focus are one and the same. In 1998 Macworld presentation in New York, Jobs acknowledged that Apple had been in death spiral for 1 year earlier and was taking the first steps back to health. The prescription called for a reduction in the number of products Apple offered. Jobs understood that people want 2 kinds of products, consumer and professional. He didn't mind saying no to a lot of things. Even it angers some customers and partners. In April 2010, he posted a memo on the Apple website defending his decision to say no to Flash on iPods, iPhones, and iPads. He said that alternative products offer the best opportunity to create advanced and innovative mobile computer platforms. Jobs focused on the customer experience and said no to anything he believed would compromise an elegant experience. Principle 6. Create insanely great experiences. There are specialist creatives, consultants, experts, and even geniuses at Apple stores, but no cashiers or salespeople. Although the Apple stores have no commissioned sales staff, they generate more revenue per square foot than most other widely recognized brands. Apple opened its first retail store in 2001. Skeptics misjudged the success of the Apple stores because they failed to consider that Apple wasn't entering the business of building stores. It was in the business of creating experiences. Jobs launched an innovation in the retail space precisely because he had a bigger vision than his competitors. His customers would enter an Apple store to shop for products and then leave feeling inspired. Principle 7. Master the message. Convincing others that your great idea is really a great idea isn't an easy mission. Here are the 7 techniques that you can use today to sell your ideas the Steve Jobs way. 1. Create a holy smoke moment. Every Steve Jobs presentation has one moment that leaves people in awe, the holy moment. Think outside the slide and create emotionally charged events to persuade your listeners to take up your cause. 2. Stick to the rule of 3. The human mind can only retain 3 or 4 chunks of information. And Jobs is well aware of the principle, therefore, his presentations are always divided into 3 parts. 3. Share the stage. Jobs rarely gives an entire presentation himself. He usually surrounds himself with a supporting cast. 4. Stellar presentations have an antagonist. The audiences can rally around the hero. Your brand and your product play the role of the hero. 5. Think visionally. Apple presentations are strikingly simple and visual. This technique puts to use what psychologists call picture superiority, which simply means that the ideas are more easily recalled when presented in both text and images rather than text alone. 6. Create Twitter-friendly headlines. Apple makes it simple for its customers to talk about its products. The company writes the headlines for them. If you cannot describe your company, product, or service in one sentence that fits within a Twitter post, go back to the drawing board. 7. Sell dreams, not products. Steve Jobs was passionately committed to changing the world, and his passion shows in every presentation. None of your ideas will turn into world-changing innovations if they remain confined to the inside of your head. You'll have to persuade someone to invest, buy, participate, or evangelize. However, so many people fail to understand the importance of this step. No wonder how many revolutionary ideas have never given a chance to succeed because the brilliant mind that produced the idea couldn't tell the story behind it. And that's the difference between Jobs and the vast majority of mediocre leaders.